The second phase of polio immunization for this year will begin tomorrow. About 5.4 million children under 5 are expected to take the immunization plus vitamin A capsules. The acting manager of the expanded program on immunization, John Frederick Dadsey, said parents should be expecting trained immunization officers in their homes.
It's starting on the 24th and it will end on the 25th of this month, October. For this campaign, we are giving polio vaccine together with vitamin A. For children, vitamin A will be given to children from 6 months up to the 5 years. For the first round, we also added vitamin A. Vitamin A is good for children, protect them, it boosts their immunity, protect them against sickness and illness. And so, as part of program through the health and well-being of the children, when opportunity comes that we are vaccinating children, we also add on the vitamin A. But the polio is for all the children below the age of 5 years. It's going to be from house to house, meaning that the volunteers that have been trained will move from house to house to vaccinate all children.
So the first exercise, would you say, was successful?
Very successful. The plan is to have twice in a year for this year, in a bid to improve the immunity of the children. For polio, for a child to be fully immunized, may need about 10 to 15 doses of polio vaccine. So we gave the first one somewhere in May, and it's the second dose we are giving as a supplementary to the routine that we've been giving. It was very successful, but we still want to improve the immunity of our children. That is why we are giving.
So how many children are you expected to immunize?
The whole country is around 5.4 million children under 5 years.
Acting manager of the expanded program on immunization, John Frederick Dadsey.